I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Sudan tops today's news. The peace process is in danger of collapse 2.5 weeks after the death of the new vice president. SIM's Steve Strauss says that would endanger one of their projects. SIM partnered with churches in Nigeria and Ethiopia to send out teacher evangelists into southern Sudan. That was aimed at nurturing the church and rebuilding Sudan's destroyed educational system, but
all of that could be in jeopardy depending on what happens as a result of his airplane crash and the death of John Garang. And so we just need people to pray that God will allow the peace process to go forward and allow us to continue ministry in the south of Sudan.
We turn next to Gospel for Asia. Their teams are feeling the effect of the assassination of the Sri Lankan foreign minister. The biggest problem is the pressure on their project in the eastern part of the country, which is controlled by the Tamil Tigers. The government invoked emergency powers that provide broad, sweeping authority in the hunt for the rebel tigers, and some GFA leaders feel these powers could actually be used in a way to hamper evangelism and other church work. They're asking for prayer. And Phil and Audrey Wiltier never imagined their yearly service project to orphanages in Russia would have such an amazing impact. Yet 5 years later, 11 children from one orphanage in the city of Sosnova, Russia, have been adopted into families in western Michigan. Roger Bauma of Bethany Christian Services was at a picnic for the families of these 11 kids.
Bethany's mission is to find families for kids or to improve the conditions where they're living if we can't find a family. And I guess what Phil and Audrey do is kind of help us fulfill both of those missions.
And the great thing is, these 11 kids have been adopted into Christian families where they're being taught the Word of God. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's free Atlas of Changed Lives is available by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It tells amazing Sat7 salvation stories and makes a great prayer guide for the Middle East and North Africa. You can also get a copy on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.